here I am. I'm on the corner of Durham and 13th Street. Thought I'd 77008. Thought I'd start off someplace that was unlucky. 13th Street. You think they'd skip that one, but all these people live on 13th Street. Everybody's being unlucky every day. It's crazy. That's the kind of stuff that happens here in H-Town. Well, okay, now, sitting at the corner under the 7-7 sign. Ground 7. You got Metro buses here. You got 26, goes up and down Chevron, go down to Montrose, whatever, go over to Rice. 40 goes down to, like, East Side. You got, you go down to Super Happy Funland, which is like a venue run by lunatics. I can't believe they're allowed to run around loose here in Houston, but I don't run the law around these parts. So, yeah, I guess I'll cross over this. Now, they're supposed to stop when they see it, but they get pissed off and speed up. Okay, I'm crossing the street here. Alright, here we go. Ooh, there's the Ford sign. Look at that majestic Ford sign. Can you see it over in the distance down south? Right there. There it is. Look at it. It looks like an oil tower. And it says Ford. So America. Anyway, okay, now you gotta watch these cars. Houstonians don't like pedestrians. They like to hit them and stuff. They get pissed off. They think, why is he walking? He gotta get a job. Get out the way, walkers. Ooh, look at this barbed wire. Don't climb it, it's real. Just keep your eye on that Ford sign. We're gonna circle this Ford sign is what we're gonna do. Walk around the block. Over here on the right, we got a place that specializes in white crime vans for kidnappers and such. All they do is sell white vans. I think mostly to criminals. I guess painters use them too. I don't know. On the left, we got all the new Ford vehicles. They're pretty cool. Yeah. I guess. And we're walking. Ooh, I see a postman. I guess you don't. I guess we should be walking on the other side. I'm walking on the left side. Can't see the cars coming. It's okay. It's a sidewalk. You know. Here we go. Now, right here is a house. This is like the last holdout from the Ford people. Look, they never sold this house in the middle of the parking lot. Just one house in the middle of this huge parking lot. Must have been like, I ain't selling. I picture some old dude like, I ain't selling my property to you, Ford. You know, they are the last holdout in this area. And there's two, I don't see them today, but sometimes there's two dogs. And they look mean, but they're old, so it's kind of cute. I wish they'd come out today. I'm not saying you should pet them or nothing. But, they're kind of cute. And they'll bark the hell out of you. You know, kind of like old junkyard dogs, I guess. I think they're cute. And maybe I'm the only one. Hey, good morning. And let's see. Ooh, go get a haircut. Look at that on the right. This car is whizzing by me. I see Ross Dress for Less. They got coming up. They got brand names for less. I went and got some flip-flops there and some socks. They got good deals on socks over there. There's a nice little house here. Right on the street. Up on blocks. And here. Looks pretty good. And then, they fixed up that house nice. And they're working on another one. This place used to be a lot more ghetto about 5 years ago. Ooh, palm trees. What the heck are they doing over here? Is that what those are? I guess some kind of... They look like palm trees, kind of. I think they are. They got a whole lot of them. I don't know. Is Hawaii moving here? What the hell's going on? I don't know. I don't see a Ford sign over here. You can't see it. Our majestic deity is not there. Pretty soon we're going to see the other side, though, and start worshiping Tommy Vaughn instead of Ford, you know. He was like some race car driver. He's dead now. He died pretty recently. Sad. Look at that Ford sign. Ooh, you know, during the hurricane, that forward sign, the cable that were holding it all fell off, and the top sign was spinning around, around, man, like crazy. And I thought it might fall down, but nope. It's still kicking. Oh. Alright. Now, this is a weird little warehouse. It's part of the Ford thing. One night I was walking by, and they were throwing some kind of giant party or something. Sounded like a bunch of salesmen. But it had this kind of creepy vibe to it. I don't know why. Are salesmen creepy? No, they're just doing what Mother Nature says humans are like, and they gotta, you know, they wouldn't do that stuff, you know, that stuff salesmen do if it didn't work, man. So as soon as you change human nature, you'll change some salesmen, you know. Here's Galaxy Apartments. That's not exciting, is it? Okay. Ooh, coming up on Ross. You used to be able to go down right here and pick up day laborers. I guess they busted him or something. Used to be all hanging out here. But they're not anymore. No, they ain't. Which is terrible, you know. I like them. But what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? They gotta go somewhere. Might as well be at the Ross Dress for Less. This Ross is too fancy for them, you know. They probably had him build a thing and then kicked him out. You know, that's the way it works, I guess. Okay. Oh. Alright. Now we're traversing this parking lot. Hey, over the Valera right here, they got a good deal for hot dogs. You know, you get two for $2.22. It's quite a meal. Even if you're a big, beautiful big person, you know, it'll fill you up. That's pretty good, huh? What the hell, they make them out of plastic or something. Doo-doo-doo. Alright. We're walking in the parking lot of Ross now. There's a block. Here's an antique. It's a Blockbuster. I didn't think they still existed, you know, with Netflix and everything. But here's an actual Blockbuster. Probably by the time you listen to this, they've gone out of business. Hey. Wait. Is it out of business? It is. I don't see any movie. Wait. Let me look. Yeah. It went out of business. I didn't realize. Yeah. Blockbuster's gone down. They're evil anyway, right? Yeah. Yeah, screw you, Blockbuster. You're gone. Ha. Oh, and this is a sign they put. Continue to make it a Blockbuster night by renting at a store nearby. We hope to see you. Well, this was a store nearby. Sorry. Go to Netflix. Screw you. Okay. Hey, there's a Popeyes. You know, that's good. Over there, we're not going to walk all the way to Kroger. I don't want to have a heart attack, but, you know, they used to have a lot more samples than they do now until they ate all the cheese. But, yeah, it's a... I mean, if you want to go on a hike in Houston, I'd go over to the Kroger. Because, you know, you got to get your milk on one side, then you got to walk 5 miles to the other side of the goddamn store to get some salami. What am I, eating milk and salami? Sounds pretty good. Okay. Here's Ross. They're still in business. Blockbuster was gone. That's funny. I was making a joke about it being gone, and then it was gone. Well, I know the popo is coming up pretty soon. We got the police. Yeah. You know, where do you put the police in Houston? You put them in a strip mall. You sure do. Put them in the strip mall. That's where they put them here, I guess. I don't know. I think you could get them a real building or something. Think about stopping at Popeyes, but I gotta get this walking tour done. AutoZone. I bought jumper cables here before, some jumper cables. I got some good deals, like $10. I got a nice set of jumper cables. I think that's pretty cheap. You know, I'd recommend it. Usually someone out here working on their car. I see someone doing that right now every time. Every time you come in AutoZone, somebody's fixing the car or the truck in the parking lot. That makes sense. Right? Okay. Ooh, we can get a payday loan. Look at this. See, I'm walking along the, you know where I'm going, down the strip mall. I'm almost at Shepherd. I'll be walk past Ross, walk past the AutoZone, between the Popeyes and the... Ooh. Ooh, waxing. I go in for a waxing. What do you think? Facial waxing. I wouldn't have to shave for a while. Probably break out though or something, you know. I've got sensitive skin. I don't know if you do, but it's horrible. Chicks cashed. You know, you can pay your bills there. Okay, here we are on Shepherd. Dun dun dun. And we're gonna be taking a left. Ta-ting. Okay, and this is the police station here in this neighborhood. Around the back corner of the strip mall. That's where they keep everybody safe, this little thing. Hi, Popo. Hi. Hi, Popo. What's up, buddies? What you doing now? Okay. Maybe I have some issues there. Mainland investment cash cars. Like, you have to say this is the mainland? Like there's all these islands around here that we get confused? That might not be on the mainland, and it is? I don't know. Look at that. See, there it is. You can see Tommy Vaughn. See, I like the Ford side better, but Tommy Vaughn, he's pretty cool, I guess. I don't know anything about him except he was like a race car driver or something like that, and he's dead. There's a Houston history for you. You know, I was afraid when he died, they'd sell this, turn it all into townhomes, but I guess, like, townhome builders are kind of slowed down since they all sucked and nobody bought them. No, they did, I guess. I get it. Some of them are nice, you know. They got a lot of space, three stories. Over here on your right, coming up, is Love Elementary School and Love Park. They almost closed this thing down. There weren't enough kids going, which is crazy to me. I mean, you know, since when aren't there enough kids for schools? I mean, they don't pay enough for teachers, you know. Why is it bad to have less kids? Just give them a better education. Wouldn't that be horrible to do? You know. I mean, how could there be, like, not enough students for the school? I'm sure they could find some. They spend some money on some teachers and stuff. Alright. Here's the Ford dealer. Love Elementary. Yeah, they got a swimming pool and people play soccer over there. You gotta watch when you're going down 13th Street over there, because when you're driving down and there's always a soccer ball coming out in the middle of the road. You know, so you can't hit the kiddos. Tommy Vaughn, you're dead. Sorry, that's terrible. I'm a terrible, terrible person. No, they got used cars. I tested some cars over here. Tested this big, giant station wagon. It was like station wagon on steroids or something. It was nice. It was good, but you know. I went to a private person because you get a better deal. You know, they mark it up, try to get you for as much as they can at the used car place. You know, you got to go buy it from some old grandma and rip her off. That's how you buy a car. That's how you buy a car. So, yep, look at all them cars passing by. I know they are. They never stop. You know. Got a four lane road here, one way. It's like a thoroughfare or something. It'd be a highway in Montana, I bet. You know. I bet it'd be a highway outside of Houston, too. But here's just a street. It's just a little street with 8 lanes. That's all. I'm walking past the blue fire hydrant now. You see it? Here it is. Well, that's pretty exciting. Okay, now we're moving past, we're just past the Ford lot, and we're heading up Shepherd, and we're at La Fiesta Auto, and they're always blasting music 24 hours a day, and Musa Tejano, you know. So you can hang outside on the street in front of their place and get down if you want to. You know, oh, look at these flags. Well, that's an interesting thing about these flags. Yeah, Mexican flags and American flags. And I can't tell which one's higher. You know, it's like the law. You're supposed to have American flag higher. It seems like everyone puts a Texas flag at the same level. Maybe it's okay, same level. I don't know what the laws are. But car dealers sure do like their flags. But I thought America was supposed to be on top, and then you put the other ones under it. But maybe it's okay if it's equal. Or maybe in Texas, they're like, no, put Texas on top. We're Texans first, Americans second. That's probably the way it should be. That's the way most Texans feel. You know, they're more Texas than Americans. Texans, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure. Can you hear it? I'm dancing right now. Dancing. Dancing alone. And there's a Ford sign. Look at it. Look at it. That's a good view. Turn around. Look at that Ford sign. Doesn't it look like oil? So you're spurting out the top of that? Texas! Oil! Yeah! Man, I wanted to put one of those in my yard with a big Keith on it. But, you know, you gotta have enough room for it to fall in either direction and still be on your property. So, I couldn't do it. But, you know. But I can still dream. I can still dream, can't I? Yes, I can. Okay, I'm taking a left. Taking a left. We're circling back. Circling back down 13th Street. The luckiest street in town. Not really. Why do you want to be on 13th Street? What, are you crazy? Watch out. You know. Hey, there's a flying horseshoe and a black cat. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it doesn't count. Like, they'll skip that floor in buildings, but not in cities. You know. Oh, we'll just put the poor people there, you know, or I don't know. Is that really how it works? I don't know. I'm not much of a conspiracy guy. Actually, I am. Okay. That's a nice big old tree here. It's pretty. You know, Houston does have a lot of trees. If you look over Houston, it's all green. You don't think of it because it's all like, rah, you know, pollution, noise, cars, da-da-da. But if you actually look at it, like go up a tall building, look at it. It's all green. There's trees everywhere. If you stop and look, which is nice. It's easier to breathe. You know, make some oxygen. Oh, circling around our deity, the Ford sign. There's a little street here, Laird Street. I think technically the street is, it's too skinny. It's grandfathered in. Like, if they build a street now, they couldn't build one so skinny. You gotta love these ditches in the Houston Heights, or I guess in Texas. Is it that special? Do you need to hear about them? Well, there's always cars, you know, and trucks. I got a couple in there. Dude, I can drive. Clonk. And your ass is in the air. Your car's ass. Everybody's trying to pull it down. And anyway. Usually, every time I've gotten caught in a ditch here, on this street, somebody's come and helped me about 5 minutes. Told me, yeah, like being in the car area, everybody wants to, you know, people like pushing cars and getting cars out of dishes. Makes everybody feel like real, you know, real macho or like I'm real strong or something. Like, you know, I'm pushing a car. Everybody likes it. I don't know why. There's the Ford sign. Let's take a minute and breathe it in. It's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. And turn around. What the hell is this fence? What that kind of crazy guy lives here? Right here on the corner of 13th and Laird, they got a fence that says God, me. I don't know what he's worshiping in there. It's strange. It's a strange fence. You got to check this out. Must be some kind of lunatic that lives here. And look at that front door. There's like a monster on it saying, "Rawr," with a little love sign on it. That's crazy. I don't know. I'm not sure this guy's an artist or a redneck looking at his place, but I don't know. It's kind of creeped me out. I better get out of here.